Welcome to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, the podcast that brings you expert advice, transparency, and clarity around franchise ownership. Whether you are a prospective or current franchisee or franchisor, or simply curious about the topic, say hello to your host, Christine Givens.
Welcome back to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, where I share my knowledge, experience, and hard-earned lessons learned about franchise ownership. If you've considered franchise ownership, maybe you already have a passion for a specific industry, but maybe at this point you have absolutely no idea. In either case, this episode will benefit you. In today's episode, I talk about the diverse landscape of the franchise sectors, how to choose the right sector for you, and address the question, is one sector better than the other? Let's start by defining what I mean by sectors. These are the different industries or areas in which franchises operate, from food and beverage to retail. The possibilities are vast and are changing all the time. New franchise concepts are coming onto the market all the time. While this is not by any means an all-inclusive list, let me give you some of the common franchise sectors. Food and beverage, which encompasses concepts like obviously fast food chains, coffee shops, specialty food brands, think ice cream or yogurt ice cream. Retail, for example, fashion, electronics, home goods. Health and fitness, like a gym, a yoga studio, or wellness center, personal services, such as hair salons and barbershops. Barbershop was my concept. And the other concepts that cater to everyday needs of consumers. Education and training, for example, tutoring centers, STEM programs, and other programs that make a difference in people's lives. Now that I've covered some of the common franchise sectors, let me talk about how do you choose the one that's right for you. Here are some of the factors to consider. First and foremost, passion and interest. Look at the sectors that align with your passions and interest. Though, as I've talked about and several guests have mentioned in previous episodes, you don't have to have a passion about the industry in which you invest. In fact, Meg Schmitz, who was a guest and is also a franchise consultant, talked about one of her clients who was searching for the right brand for her. This client loves yoga. In fact, yoga is something that keeps her calm and sane. Therefore, she wanted to invest in a yoga brand. Meg was concerned that making an investment in a yoga brand would reduce her love for yoga or muddy the thing that keeps her sane and calm. Franchisors often look for individuals without industry experience because the franchisees may be less likely to challenge the business model. The bottom line is you have to be passionate about being an entrepreneur and franchise owner. The second thing you should consider is market demand. Research market trends and consumer demand with growth potential in your area. Look for industries that are recession resistant and have a stable customer base. Nora Farhat, another podcast guest, found a franchise brand called British Swim Schools when she was looking for swim lessons for her daughters. When she and her husband were looking to expand their franchise empire, Mathnasium made sense because they were looking for math tutors for their daughters. Their basic approach was to look for franchise concepts that they personally needed and were looking for. Ask yourself, what is something you or the individuals in your community need? Another consideration is your financial qualifications. Evaluate the initial investment and ongoing fees and potential profitability of those franchise sectors you're interested in. Consider your budget and financial goals. Of course, certain brands may not be available to you either because you don't have the initial capital to invest or you want to keep your investment under a certain amount. You should also consider whether the industry, the franchise sector, fits with your lifestyle. You should consider how each franchise sector aligns with your lifestyle goals and preferences. Some sectors may require long hours and hands-on involvement, while others may offer more flexibility. If your weekends are consumed with family commitments, investing in a franchise sector that requires the owner to be there or available on most weekends is not going to be a good fit for you. Keep in mind that there probably isn't a franchise industry or concept out there which allows you to be completely absent from running the business. It's your business. If you want to be successful, if you want to, you know, be more than average, you need to be involved. You need to be working in your business. It's not practical to think you won't have to invest both time and money. Finally, let me address this question. Is one franchise sector better than another? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. The best sector for you depends on your individual goals, your passions, your personal financial situation, and your specific circumstances. What works for one person may not work for another. Every sector has its own unique opportunities and challenges. While some sectors may offer higher profit margins or greater demand, they may also come with more competition and operational complexities. Ultimately, success in franchising is not determined solely by the sector you choose, but your dedication, hard work, grit, and ability to execute your business plan effectively. Whether you're drawn to health and fitness sector or retail, what matters most is your passion, your grit, your willingness to learn and adapt to the roller coaster ride we call franchise ownership. What are your actionable takeaways? Take time to reflect on your passions and skills. Research different franchise sectors to identify those which align best with your personal goals, passions, skills, and financial situation. Secondly, review your financial considerations before committing to a franchise sector. Assess your financials and determine what you can and are comfortable investing in. Because a franchise, quite frankly, carries risk just like any business venture. Review the initial franchise fees, ongoing royalties, and other financial obligations associated with each sector. Some industries will align better with your particular financial situation and goals. And lastly, don't forget this takeaway. Reach out to former and existing franchisees in the industry sectors that are a good fit with your passions and your financial qualifications and your goals. You can also reach out to franchisors in those sectors, but I would start with franchisees. You'll get a more candid picture from franchisees. Ask questions and then ask more questions. I know I sound like a broken record, but you can't talk to too many franchisees. They are the best source of information that will lead you to make informed decisions. Okay, that's it for this episode. Don't hesitate to reach out to me via email by going to the contact page on my website, christinegivens.com. If you're currently evaluating a franchise system, make sure you get my guide called The Ultimate Step-by-Step Guide to Vetting and Evaluating a Franchise Opportunity. You'll also find that resource on my website. As always, tune in next week and thanks for listening.